The report shows the number of migrant deaths in the desert is still high. From 1990 to 2012, more than 2,200 undocumented border crossers have died in the desert. The Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner and researchers working on this report used the term undocumented border crossers to categorize non-U.S. citizens who died in the process of crossing the border without authorization from the U.S. government. Robin Reinecke, a U of A graduate student working with the Missing Migrant Project, says there have been more than 750 remains found just in the last 4 years.
Migrant deaths are still very, very high in southern Arizona, hundreds each year. And that hasn't changed despite the fact that it appears that there are fewer migrants crossing, and we're using Border Patrol apprehension statistics to estimate migration flows.
The report released this week looks at numbers broken up in three periods from 1990 to 2012. Reinecke says it wasn't until 2002 that the number of bodies found in a single year reached three digits.
1990 to 1999, the average number of border crosser remains examined by the Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner was 12. From 2000 through 2012, that average was over 160.
She says an increase in border security caused the spike.
Basically, the strategy was prevention through deterrence. So this was the idea that if you could seal off the more traditional, easy points of illegal border crossing, like Nogales or San Diego, and really beef up your border patrol and surveillance efforts there, then people, would-be migrants, would not attempt to go through the very remote, dangerous areas. They would see how dangerous it was, how risky it would be for them, and they would be deterred. They would be turned around.
However, people continued to cross the international border illegally through remote and dangerous areas. According to the report, most people dying in the desert are males around the age of 30 from central or southern Mexico. One key finding in the study is a shift in nationalities. Of the bodies identified by the Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner before 2005, 9% were from Central American countries. After 2006, the number rose to 17%.
So, and this is actually also mirrored in Border Patrol apprehension statistics, that it appears that more Central Americans are being apprehended. So both of those shifts suggest that more Central Americans are attempting to migrate.
She says Central American countries like Guatemala and El Salvador are experiencing more violence and poverty than Mexico.
While Mexicans might be able to afford to wait and see what's going to happen with the U.S. economy, with immigration reform, which might benefit their chances of coming here, Central Americans are sort of already at a breaking point.
This report measures death rate, something that had not been done before in previous studies.
So what we did was looked at the deaths per year examined by the Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner and compare those against 100,000 Border Patrol apprehensions to try to estimate, given the flow of migrants through this area of the Tucson sector, about how many out of those people that are crossing are dying. And we found that the death rate has actually gone up quite significantly in the past 2 years.
According to the report, there were 142 remains found per 100,000 Border Patrol apprehensions last year, a number that Raquel Rubio Goldsmith says is troubling. She's a professor with the U of A Mexican American Studies Department and a contributor to this study.
You know, if we look at the history of the border or the history of the United States in general, we've never had a phenomenon where we have thousands of people that are dying in our land.
She says this issue extends beyond law enforcement.
Death is a social event. It's a person who dies, but there's a whole social network, a whole political network that is involved in that death. That's why, for example, when there's a war or there's a disaster, we count the number of people, but it means something. We want to know why those people died. We want to know how they died, who it impacts upon. So right now we have just some very basic numbers, but there are a lot of other questions around those deaths that we cannot respond to.
Rubio Goldsmith says the immigration reform proposals coming out of Washington, D.C. are not addressing work permits for what some people call low-skilled workers who are crossing the border illegally.
It's being addressed by saying we need more security. And more security, we have been able to show very conclusively, means more deaths. Now, are these people that we want to die? Are they our enemy? You know, we haven't defined that. And so the policy is just saying, We will continue with these deaths.
More than 30% of the 2,000 bodies found remain unidentified. Researchers say reports like this one are challenging because the people being counted are trying to go unnoticed. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.